The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios of 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for joining me today. Hedwig and the Angry Inch. You've got one last chance to see this show, which is happening at the Waiting Room. Billy McWiggin's company, Ravon Productions, has put this together. And with me today, the title character of Hedwig, played by Jesse White. Jesse, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Hedwig Schmidt, a fourth wall smashing East German rock and roll goddess. That's quite a role to have. And oh, by the way, also the victim of a botched sex change operation. What kind of pre-study did you do for this role?
I did a lot of things. I watched the movie starring John Cameron Mitchell. That was the first thing I did. And then I found a bunch of bootleg off-Broadway recordings of John Cameron Mitchell in the original role. I watched Neil Patrick Harris in his Broadway run. And basically, I just digest as much content of Hedwig as I can, all while also reading the massive script that I have for the show. Just kind of trying to figure out how everybody else has done it and how I can put my own twist on the character.
This show is described as a rock show / stand-up comedy routine backed by a hard rock band. Does that description apply, and how so?
Yeah, that's a really accurate description. It's a very cool show because it feels really organic when you're watching it. You really are watching Hedwig just perform her rock and roll show while she tells her life story to you. And the really cool thing about it is, although there is very specific plot points I have to hit throughout the script, it's also very improv-based because a lot of the times the crowd really likes interacting with your character while you're talking. And that allows for a lot of fun, interactive opportunities improv-wise. So I would definitely like that description of a stand-up bit also while doing a rock and roll show is super accurate, very true to how the performance ends up being.
How has it been to perform this in front of a live audience? And how's the Waiting Room keeping everybody safe?
Well, the Waiting Room has been really awesome with all the safety precautions, something I really appreciate being the performer up there. Right now we've have everything at 25% capacity, so we're never too full. We have all the tables 6 feet apart. We make sure that anybody who sits at a table together is in a party, so they've been in their own bubble. We're strict on masks for people coming in, although we do allow people to take them off just to get their drinks and whatnot, just to eat some snacks we have for them as well. But being up there is super refreshing. I mean, I haven't performed live really in this sense in almost a year now that we've got March coming up and all this craziness began. So it's very refreshing for me. Live performance is always something very near and dear to my heart and kind of my favorite form of expression. So it's been very rejuvenating, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. So take me to that first night that you opened on the 19th, and you actually are performing in front of a live audience, and you get this feedback that you know, this energy you haven't felt in months. What was that like?
Oh, man, it's just electric. It's the best way I can describe it. I have just this moment before I go out where my co-star Evelyn Hill is introducing me, and I'm waiting in the right behind this door, and you can just feel the energy build up, and then as soon as I step out the door, everyone is just roaring with applause, and it's just it's nothing else you felt before. Because I mean, I've done plenty of shows where the energy has been great, but you can kind of just feel everybody was just waiting for that moment where it's the first performance people have seen and a few months now, so they're expecting a lot. So it's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, it's so fulfilling to feel the gratitude of people when you complete and when you're in the midst of a performance like that.
How is the music? Is it challenging? Is it fun? Is it all of the above?
All the above, for sure. Super, super fun. The music is just such a good time. It's so fun to listen to, but definitely not without its challenges. My mom actually bought me a portable tea kettle to make sure that I'm getting my throat coated in the necessary tea before I go on every night. But no, it's
that's
been,
so
it's
sweet.
Been a great experience. Oh yeah, she's the best. But yeah, it's definitely a challenge like vocally, but I make sure to give myself a lot of rest and just make sure I'm ready to go each night so that everyone's getting, you know, an equal taste of the show for sure.
Absolutely. Do you know a website where people can get tickets?
Yes, I believe if you go to BillyMcGuigan.com, he'll have the Omaha series for Ravon Productions, and that's where you can get the tickets, learn info about the show and whatnot.
Outstanding. He is Jesse White. He is playing the East German rocker Hedwig Schmidt. It's Hedwig and the Angry Inch. You've just got a couple of days here left to see this production. Jesse, from the bottom of my heart, break a leg, enjoy yourself, and thank you so much for joining me on Live and Local today.
Of course. Thank you. I really appreciate it.